Now in Hilchos and Tilsi Daim, Simon Dalet, Sif Yud Tes. And it says, Hamekis Dam, if a person lets blood, Mek Tefayim, which means like, I think between the shoulder blades, I guess, that's what's going on over there. Velun Natal Yadav, and then after letting blood from there, that was some kind of refuah they did back then. So bloodletting. Mefached Shiva Yamim, he will be anxious for 7 days, suffer anxiety, I don't know, be nervous, fearful, if he doesn't wash his hands. Amagalech, when you cut your hair, that will be shaving or hair cutting. Velo natal yadav, and you don't wash your hands. Mefached shlosha yamim, that'll be 3 days of anxiety.
Shaving as well.
Shaving as well. Shaving is the same. Shaving is the same. And vanotel hanotel tzipornov, if you cut your fingernails, velo natal yadav, you don't wash your hands. Mefached yom echad, you'll be afraid for 1 day. And in all these cases, this is how, not how Berkowitz learns, but how most people learn, I think, is ve'enu yadeh mimah mefached. In all three cases, it goes back in all three, you'll not know what is making you nervous. I know, that's where Berkowitz said, I was just going to the last one, but I see other people putting a print, and that never made sense to me. Like, what does it mean? How can you be, what's the chiddush? It doesn't make sense to you. You'll be afraid for 7 days of what something you don't, that you know what it is, then it's not because of your hand washing. You know, try it and see. I don't know.
It's basically a mirror of God and also it's part of what you said above that you have to wash your hands. Now it's wrong again, so this one should have fear for it, but it sounds like they
Oh, yeah, that's right. No, correct. Only these three things have the fear factor built in, if you will, whatever. I mean, this, like, I don't know, whatever it is. It's anxiety that comes out of it. Bloodletting from between the shoulders, hair cutting, and fingernail clipping. Now, what's the blood tests? So Rav Shlomo Zalman said a blood test does not have this din, and it's bloodletting is not a problem because it's not for refuah, and this is for refuah, and it's not our place to be mechadish new things.
What's that for refuah?
Blood tests. It's not a therapeutic process. Yeah, I mean,
the taking of blood itself is not the
refuah. Yeah, that's right. That's right. It's a different thing. Sorry? So you would not have to wash your hands, says Rav Shlomo Zalman. Okay, that's that.
The haircut is not only if somebody else gives you a haircut, you're supposed to wash your hands, not just if you give yourself a haircut.
Whoever's head is cut needs to wash his hair. Hands. Wash his hands.
The head is cut, the hair is cut.
Whoever's hair is cut.
Not the barber himself?
Not the barber. The barber...
He better wash his hair.
Yeah, the barber's got a separate problem. Yeah, the barber's over the cutting of the payas if he cuts the payas, but the person is the hand needs to be his hand washed. Wash his hands. What did you say that I wanted to comment on? Oh, yeah. But donating blood. What's a donating blood? So donating blood, so that is really Mike similar to bloodletting. Notwithstanding, Rav Shlomo Zalman said again, no need to wash your hands.
It's not food to you.
Yes, indeed. Except here you can hear the argument. To whatever extent bloodletting is healthy, it's bloodletting. So that would be the argument I would make. What is, you're letting blood. Who cares they're collecting in a cup for somebody else? But like, what was... Anyways, Rav Shlomo Zalman still said it's not a problem. Shomer mitzvah, liyeda davar ra. You won't, first, it's for a mitzvah to donate blood to healthy people. Nothing bad will come to you. And he says you don't have to wash your hands. No tumas from that. How do you like that? Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, our hero, the Makel, who says you don't need to wash your hands. Hey, you could, with all these things, what's the big deal? Wash your hands. Like, what's the big deal? But bottom line is, you don't have to be worried for seven days if you can't wash your hands. I remember someone told me a funny joke once. He said, I have a great lawyer. I once dropped a mirror and I was afraid to have bad luck for 7 years, but he got me off at just 4. Anyway, so...
I said something different. 7 years, somebody, I dropped a mirror, I said, what more? And they said, oh, you're going to have 7 years of bad luck. I said, thank you. What do you thank you for?
But
she told me I'm going to live for 7 years.
I said, right. There you go. So that's those special dinim over here. And I said by fingernails, remember I said that biting your nails, but not to pare them, is not cutting your nails. And this thing wouldn't apply, says Rav Berkowitz. Okay? Now, the Mishabura says a little bit. It says, Gamet Ktfaim, blood from the... I think it means between the shoulder blades. Between the shoulders. I don't know exactly. I don't know. I don't know Mitziuti what they were doing. Right, the Efshar, he said, the Mishnah Berurah says that a luka, which is a leech, Shikorin 5X, whatever that's supposed to be. Oh, also the this Bind Kiss. Also Gunkin Sark Lethal for those therapies. You know leeches, right? They bled people. Now this Bind Kiss thing, I don't know what it is. Even the translation, I don't know what it is. It's some sort of like Kosos Ruach.
Cups.
Yeah, what cups? Suction cups. Whatever that is. Whatever that is. These Kosos Ruach. Yeah, they put it on the back?
Cupping.
Whatever that is, he's not sure. And I'm not sure. I don't know what anything about it. I have nothing to say about it. But anyway, he says total hachmir, because that was really what I asked him before. What's the big deal already, for goodness sakes? I mean, just to wash your hands. So he's saying maybe the leech. Blood drawn through leeching is
it's come back.
It's back in fashion again.
People have